right. Well, welcome back to another episode of Business from A to EZ. This is your host, Zach. We're going to do another interview. I'm really excited about today's interview. But before we do, I wanted to go ahead and talk about our sponsor. If you know, if you've been watching the show for any length of time, then you know who we're talking about. I'm going to cover my face here with Kaffa Bun Roastery. They're the best. The Spiveys, top-notch family. Go check them out on their website or on Facebook, and you can make sure you get a great cup of coffee. So go look at them, get on their subscription service, spend millions of dollars, and I'm sure they would appreciate it. But today we're going to be talking to Bo Garber. So I'm going to bring him onto the screen here. Welcome to the podcast, Bo. How are you?
What's up, brother? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good.
It's good to see you.
I'm going to have to get Brother Spivey to sponsor my podcast.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. He gave us these really cool mugs, and then we're trying to promote him. So,
dude, I need his number after this.
Yeah. If you know anybody who drinks coffee, I'm trying to get him as much business as I can.
Yeah. My wife is obsessed with coffee, so I'm totally going to get on there here in a bit. In fact, our coffee maker just broke. That's how obsessed she is.
She just wore it out.
Her day is ruined, bro. She has to have her coffee. So
yeah,
Ivy, I expect a phone call here.
Yeah, yeah, they need to get with you. They're awesome. They could do the subscription thing. We'll just get the ad out of the way here right now. They do a subscription, which is super cool. So every other month or however often you need coffee, they just send it and it shows up. It's pretty cool. They
do a really good job. That cup is fire, by the way.
Yeah, the cool part too is they do it as a family. So all of his kids help and. They roast them in their house. Can you imagine how good their house smells?
No joke. Like, I remember one of my favorite things to do before church was to make the coffee because of the smell. I'm not even the biggest coffee drinker, but the smell is just, I can't imagine how great their house must smell.
Yep. Yep. Unless it, like, in the process, I don't know. I should have asked him whenever I interviewed him, but in the process, maybe it stinks or something.
I
doubt it. I mean,
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
When you remember the best smell in the world is when you pop open a fresh cup of a fresh box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those little barrels. Pop that open. It smells like chocolate and fresh ground. Oh,
see, and I don't even like coffee, but I do love the smell.
Same.
It's
same.
Crazy.
I mean, I like some coffees, but
right.
But yeah. No, let's go for the Spivey. That's awesome. And I'm going to definitely get a hold of him because I want to be a part of that.
It's cool what they're doing. Oh,
I'm all for that.
Yep. Well, I've got Bo on. He was a teacher, assistant principal or vice principal, basketball coach. So that's the kind of the stuff we're going to be talking about. Not so much on this is a business that he owned, but if you've listened to the podcast much at all, you know that what we do on the podcast is talk about how to balance ministry and work. And so that's the angle we're going to take from a teacher's perspective, but also a basketball coach's perspective. And so I'm looking forward to getting in on that. But Bo's currently living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he is on staff there at Mountain Springs Baptist Church, works there at Mountain Springs Baptist Church. And so we'll talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. But he also has a podcast, the Good News Baptist Podcast. Actually, we just finished recording an episode. So now we're going to go back to back and record one over here. So I appreciate your time.
Yeah, your host is a professional, by the way. Zach did a phenomenal job. I can't wait for you to hear it. He's got the greatest stories, and can't wait to share that. It was like just like coffee. It just flowed, you know.
It was fun.
It was perfect. It was exactly what we needed in the podcast. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing the podcast?
We started February 3rd.
Okay.
So what happened was COVID came around. So we're going to talk about the school and talk about everything that happened. But basically when COVID happened, we shut down the school that I was a part of. And then after that, I'm working in the ministry, but we're seeing how we have to basically jump onto this whole video streaming because we couldn't have people in our services living in New Mexico. We live in a democratic state. So we were shut down for months. Mm-hmm. We had to wear masks for 2 years, almost 2 years.
Crazy.
Like, it was crazy. So around that time, I was talking to my wife and I really thought it'd be cool to get into podcasting, you know, just to try and encourage. And I dabbled trying to record things, and I just didn't like how it sounded. I didn't like what the niche was. I tried doing devotionals. I tried doing Bible reading, tried doing sermons, things like that. And I was like, this doesn't work for me. Well, then December of this last year, I was like, I was about to give up. I was like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do for a podcast. I really want to do one, but I just don't know what I'm going to do. And we were just talking. We're on vacation. And I remember during 2020, there was a video on YouTube. Jim Krasinski did a good news video. He only had like two episodes, but people were like loving it because it was encouraging. And I thought, why don't we have that as Christians? Why don't we have some kind of encouraging news that we can share, stories, testimonies from people all around the world, different Christians that we can share with other brothers and sisters in Christ so that we can be encouraged? And it just kind of blew up. So January was set up. February we started with just hit the ground running. I'm thinking I'm going to get like five stories, right? I'm going to get like people emailing me a story here and there. No one's going to want to do an interview. Boy, that was wrong. I was so wrong. We're at 10 episodes. I have not had a week go by where someone didn't want to do an interview. And every story has been amazing. It's been so much fun. I have like six other people that want to do an interview. Zach did one today. Thank you. Yeah. And I have another one next week. I think I have two next week. And it's like, it's just blowing up. And now we're 2 months in. We're at 1,000 plays almost. And it just, the Lord is just blessed. It's been so much fun.
That's awesome. It was fun. I enjoyed it. And on the flip side of being a host on a podcast, I really enjoy just talking to people. And after I get it done and just upload it, it's so fun to just, the feeling afterward of just accomplishment and just being encouraged from talking to somebody else is pretty cool.
Oh, dude, I love it. I was just telling you a little bit ago, I loved camp. I loved youth rallies. So getting to hear these stories in person where someone's just telling me, hey, let me tell you what happened with me. Right. I get encouraged. And so I mentioned this in our Facebook. We created a Facebook group for it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just encouraged. Like, I've just been so encouraged. I didn't realize how much this was going to be for me. And I needed it.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing from other people who are like, oh, I needed this. This was great, you know. And so it's like you said, being on the opposite end, it's just so much fun to talk, you know.
It is. It's fun. I enjoy it. All right. So let's get into why we're here today, talking about the balance of teaching and coaching, run through kind of schedule, whatever you want to talk about, and the difficulty of balancing life, family, ministry, work.
Yeah. So 5 years ago, we moved to Albuquerque with the stipulation that I was going to be a youth pastor, assistant pastor, and work in the school. My pastor is a wonderful man. He's a super smart. He's a genius. And he has a doctorate and everything. He's just amazing. But he lives 30 minutes away from the school. And so he was hoping that I would come in and be kind of that alleviator for him so that he doesn't have to come to the school every single day and try and balance being a pastor and being a principal and being a teacher. And so when we got here, we just kind of hit the ground running. We started off just teaching PE my first year. And then the next year, basically one of our teachers ended up getting cancer. She's great now, but she had to take a year off. And so I basically took over the whole youth or the middle school group. So I did English, math, not so much math. She still taught a little bit of math, but all the classes that she would be dabbling in, I took over, plus PE, and then archery. I started coaching archery for our school because that's what we had at our school. We didn't have a basketball team there. Then the third year, during our third year, I wanted to help out with the public schools. So we got an in. I was originally going to be the guy that just helped out with donation stuff, helped out with the ministry side of the school. We have a lot of homeless here. So the school that I was working with, they had about 30 to 40 homeless high schoolers. And that's rough, man. That's a story in and of itself. But when I got there to help out with that, the lady heard that I liked basketball. And she's like, I think we're looking for an assistant coach. And this is a 5A school. And I was like, okay, let's, you know, if they want me to help, I'm all for that. Like, I love coaching. I love the idea, I should say. I never did it before. But I got a hold of the coach. We introduced ourselves to each other. I sat in his office. I told him my story, how I was a youth pastor. He's a Christian. And he was like, I have a place for you if you're interested. Like, didn't even have a resume. Didn't even
– right.
Like, it didn't go any further. It was just all of a sudden, he's like, I have a position for you, assistant coach, if you're interested. C team, you know, you could be a part of us and have at it. And I was like, I'm in. Let's do this. Next thing I know, I'm coaching. I forgot to tell you this part too. Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I became the co-person running nice. That at the public school. So I did that as well. And then I also got to be part of a coach's prayer group that was going on at the school. So did all that. That was at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. Yeah. So I would go to the school. I teach, do PE, coach archery. And then after archery, 2:30, I would go to the public school and I coach and did all that stuff. And I would get home around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, depending on the night. If we had a basketball game, 8 o'clock,
right.
9 o'clock, depending on where it's at.
Right.
And, I have four kids, so it's a little hard sometimes. It was one of those situations where, because I had enjoyed it so much, I didn't realize how much time it consumed. When you're having fun, you don't realize the time that's just going by.
Right.
And, I had to learn though, because my wife would tell me, hey, I need more time at home. I need you more at home. So I had to learn to manage. And I only ended up doing that coaching job for 1 year because COVID happened right after mm-hmm. that. But as far as managing goes, you got to make sure where your priorities are. What's number one? Number one has to be the Lord, then family, then the job. And in this situation, I had to learn to manage. Hey, I can't always go. As a C team assistant coach, I was like, I can't always go to every game.
Right. Because
there's games that are like 2 hours away. I'm not going to get home till 1 o'clock in the morning. My wife has four kids that she's trying to get to bed, get it taken care of. And I've been gone all day as it is. So I had to learn to manage and learn to just say, hey, I can't do that.
Right.
You know? And then also Wednesday nights, I have youth group that I had to teach. So I couldn't coach on Wednesday nights, things like that. And so they were totally fine with it. They were totally acceptable about it. That's the thing, is if you have people who have the same mindset as you, they're mm-hmm. Christians, they'll understand.
Right.
If you work for the world though, they're not going to understand. I love I love your little easy window washing at the bottom of your cup.
Yeah, that's on amazing. The bottom of the cup. There it is.
Perfect. That just made me smile. Yeah. So it's like when you're trying to manage this stuff, you have to actually think, okay, what's my priority? Yeah, I have to teach the school. I have to do archery for the school. And then I have to coach. But the coach is actually, for the basketball team, that was kind of like the last thing mm-hmm. because I had a family and I have my Lord. And so I had to make sure that my priorities weren't too construed to the fun. And so like when you're working with the world and working in ministry, you just got to make sure that the Lord is always first. The moment you say, yeah, I can work a Wednesday night, over. They're going to get right. you every single Wednesday night from then on. We teach teenagers, like whenever they get a new job, you have to literally tell them and ingrain in them. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell them you can work Wednesdays. You have right. to tell them no. You can't give in. And if they tell you, well, that's not going to work, then you're just going to say, I'm sorry, I have to go somewhere else. Because right. there's always other jobs. There's always yep. other places you can make money. There's always people hiring. But the moment you stop coming on Wednesday nights, the moment you stop coming on Sundays, it just becomes a roller coaster of a downward spiral and you can't control it. And so right, right. with the coaching position, as much as I loved it at that time, it was so much and so consuming. I had to make sure I was careful with my priorities. Yeah. So then after that happened, when COVID came and went because of where we lived and the mandates and all that, I got a phone call from a good friend of mine in Rio Rancho, which is just a little bit of ways. It was actually really close to where I lived at the time. He's like, I have an assistant or a JV team that needs a coach at this Christian school. Would you be interested? And I said, let's talk about time first. Like, how much time are we talking? He's like, just a couple days a week. You know, the games are two games a week. And then you have practices 2 to 3 times a week. I was like, wow, that's way better than 5A basketball schedule. It's like,
right.
we had games 3 times a week plus practice every day, you know? So I was like, yeah, I can do that. Like, I can make that work. And it was amazing. It was such a blessing to still be able to hang out with my family, still be able to go work at the church, still be able to do all that stuff, and then come out for a couple hours and coach. And when I decided to coach for that, I was like, you know, Lord, doesn't matter what I say or what I do, I want to make sure I always give you the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was coaching, and if any of you ever decide to coach, I'm telling you, if you put the Lord first, in the things that you say, the things that you do. He'll bless you. And he did. He blessed us with a perfect season.
Yeah.
My first year as a JV coach, I had a perfect season.
That's awesome.
We only went into overtime one time.
Hmm.
We did have a loss, but it didn't count because it was a non-divisional game. It was one of those games we just scheduled out of nowhere.
Because like an exhibition or something?
It was an expedition game, and we played against one of the top teams in the country, and we took it to overtime. So
awesome.
As a JV squad, it was great, and it was so much fun. But because we gave the Lord our glory, or his glory, you know, we gave it to him first, he tremendously blessed us, and I'll never forget that season.
Yeah, that's cool. It's fun. It does take a lot of time, though, and I think that's one thing that you kind of got to figure out. Like, really, October to March, April is a bad time of year. So, and when you're in the, like, our school, we have tournaments to start out our season, and so in November we have a tournament, and then right after Christmas we have holiday tournaments. So like the 26th, we're gone for 3 days or something like that, and then you get into the new year, and then of course districts and all that stuff. But kind of what you were talking about for us too, I work full time at the church. And so church is number one always. And for our districts every year, they fall in our missions conference. And so the Thursday night of districts every year, we can't go to because it's our missions conference. And we're not changing missions conference. It's been the same time for 50 years at our church. So we're not going to change it. But the school just knows we're not going to be there for the first game of districts. So it just, we're not there. If we win that game, normally it's on Saturday. We don't have anything Saturday, so we can normally make that. And then normally district championships are on Tuesday the following week.
Yeah.
And we've been in district's championship game for the last 6 years, I think. Praise and Lord. Won it this year, which was cool. But it's just, they know if it's on a Wednesday night, like an exhibition game or something, we're not going to be there. It's just not going to happen. So, but it kind of speaks volumes, because it's like, hey, these are, it's principles. This is the way we have to be. And I think we kind of try to use it as a teaching opportunity for the guys on the team in particular, to just say, have your principles and stand by them. You know, obviously we want to be there, but we're not going to sacrifice.
And that's what's the thing, most important. You give God the glory, and he gives you the blessings in return.
Yep. So was that in Wyoming or New Mexico that you were a coach?
That was all New Mexico.
Okay. So what was the school there in New Mexico?
Manzano High School.
And you said 5A?
Yeah, it's 5A. So
how many students? Do you remember 1,500, somewhere in there?
So many. So we're a town of 400,000, I think.
Right.
There's like 8 5A schools here.
Right.
And we were probably fifth or sixth in the rankings.
Right.
We had a couple of schools that they're just, like you said, those guys are just too good.
They're good.
But I did have a couple of freshmen that, man, they were just phenomenal. In fact, they ended up going to state this year. I got to watch them go to state. And the coach that was my head coach at the time, he retired. And then all of a sudden, he became the assistant coach for a rival school.
Mm.
But those guys also went to that school, and they ended up going to state this year. They didn't win it, sadly.
Right.
But I got to see him again, and shout out to, and it was cool to go to the Pit, which is our college basketball area, and it was really cool to see them just balling out. And as much fun as it was with them, I had way more fun at the Christian school coaching.
Yeah,
like those guys just. There was no the one that that's another thing is if you're going to coach in a worldly environment, language is there's so much language in coaching. And so even the Christian coach that I was working with, you know, he's saying things that I'd never say. And so when I went to the Christian school, it was totally different, you know, because these kids,
right,
they're all Christian school kids, you know. And so I don't cuss. So it was really good for me to, you know, if I have to get onto them, I'm like, okay, hold up. Like, let's talk, you know, whereas at Manzano, it's like, what the,
are you doing?
And I'm like, whoa. Right. You know, I don't have to worry about that. You know?
Right. And
so with the Christian school, Mark he's a good friend of mine. And he's like, dude, whatever you want to do, have at it, you know, enjoy them. And we did. we had such a good time. One of the kids, I think, like we were talking earlier, kids that could go pro. I don't know if he can go pro in basketball necessarily. He was really good at basketball. But from what I understand, he's better at soccer.
Mm.
And to hear that he's that good at basketball but better at soccer, and I'm like, right. Man, maybe this kid could go pro in something.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, man, I had so much fun. And,
yeah.
And if you give it to the Lord, that's the thing. He'll make you enjoy life to the fullest. Yeah.
So did you ever think that you would be a teacher?
I wanted to be. I wanted to. Okay. When I was growing up, my favorite teacher was a history teacher. I loved it. I just loved learning history and stuff. So when I came to Albuquerque, I was excited. I was like, yes, I get to be a teacher, like PE teacher. That sounds like so much fun. History teacher sounds like, and it was. It was so, so much fun. In fact, I have a couple kids that they're now older. One of them just graduated or just about to graduate. And he's like, you are my favorite teacher. He's like, you're easily my favorite because you taught and I learned.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was like, well, hey, man, I'm just glad that I could give you something to learn. You know, I wasn't the best teacher in my opinion, but I had fun.
Yeah. It's gotta be cool to know that you can make an influence in a way like that.
It is. And it, you know, like you've been a youth pastor now for 10 years. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So, just under 10 years. And then I just switched to college and career singles, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I've been a youth pastor now for 15 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I left Heartland, and there's nothing better than seeing your kids grow up and calling you as adults and be like, can you still help me out here? Can you give me some advice? And I just love it. I love it when they do that. I still got guys here. I got guys in Wyoming, guys in Texas that they'll, you know, shoot me a text or call me. Recently, I had one just the other day. He's like, I got a question for you about, you know, parenting.
Mm.
And he has a kid now. And he's like, going through all the things. And I'm like, yeah, let me talk to you. Like, let me tell you what happened with us. And let me encourage you there. You know, it's just such a blessing to be a help and encouragement to people that you've just seen grown up. It's like your own kids, you know, little brothers, sisters in Christ. And I won't trade it for anything.
Yeah. So what was the balance like between teaching in the morning? Kind of run through your schedule for the year of teaching and principal work, what that looked like.
So my pastor was the principal, but if he couldn't come that day, you know, for example, let's say he gets tied up in counseling or tied up doing something for the church, tied up doing something at home, especially in the winter where he lives up in the mountains. So sometimes, you know, water pipe burst or something, emergency things. Basically, he would give me his job. So I would do my history class, then my Brit Lit class. We did like British literature, poems, learning how to write stuff that like stories and things like that. And then I would have his math class. But let's say during that time, a student in the elementary part gets in trouble. Well, that's on me. I'm the assistant pastor, the vice principal, basically. I'm the one who hands out the discipline.
Right.
So then in the middle of class, I'd be like, okay, I got to take care of this. Go take care of that. Set aside some time, discipline and things like that. My last year there, this was crazy. So my last year there, I had suspended 8 different kids.
Ooh.
And we're a school of like 60. So and they're all junior high students. Wow. None of them were elementary or high school. All junior high students got suspended. And I remember at the time I was like, this is going to be the bane, like right here, like that part of the ministry. But looking back, I miss it. I wish if you get a chance, if there's anybody out there that's like, oh, school is so hard, don't take it for granted. It's so much fun. If you just, like we talked about with golf, you know, don't look at your game. Look at the atmosphere that you're in, the friends you're with, the place you're at. Look at the kids. Watch them and enjoy the teaching. Enjoy the moments that you get to see them grow, see them learn. Don't think about just the problems. Don't think about just the issues around you, because you could do that anywhere and it's no fun.
Right.
It becomes miserable. But if you just enjoy the surroundings that you're in, that God has put you in, you're just going to love it.
Yeah. So, you've got the podcast that you've been doing since February. You got some other people lined up. I was going to make a banner here real quick. What's the name of your podcast one more time? Let's do a little promo for it.
Yeah, of course. The Good Good News Baptist Podcast. I'm the host, and every Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, I'll put out an episode. I try to get one a week. If I get done early enough on it, I'll put it out Monday as well. But yeah, the Good Good News Baptist Podcast. We're actually on Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's totally free to check out. And if you have a story that you want to share, if you have a testimony that you're like, hey, I have something that would be encouraging to someone. It doesn't matter what the topic is. I don't give topics to people. Zach just did this. You know, it's all his decision. He changed his mind in the middle of the podcast. It's like, I'm going to do something different. I was like, that's fine. I have at it. Like, it's totally to be comfortable for the person I'm talking to. But it's all to share your story. Because I want people to hear around the world. I want people to hear good news from fellow Christians. Because we need it. We need good news in this world.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on and kind of talking about the school world and how that works. I know we do have some people that listen that do work in school. So I think it's just a good reminder of enjoy where you're at and what God's got you doing and remember to balance. You know, it's tough. Sometimes you get caught up in it. As a coach, I can say there's times where you get caught up in it and it's, you got to be mindful of it for sure. So,
oh man, there's so many times I do. I just wish I could go back and be like, okay, if I could have changed what I said here.
Oh yeah.
Cause you're just so frustrated sometimes, or, you know, but you can't live like that. You can't allow yourself to be frustrated. You just understand that these are kids,
right?
These are young people that don't have the fully developed brain yet, you know,
right?
They won't get that until after they have kids probably. And then, right. You just got to enjoy it and understand that you don't always get the opportunity to teach young people. They may go away one day. And you'll never get to see that smiling faces when they're this young and innocent and immature.
Right. It's amazing because I remember my teachers. I remember my first grade teacher, my third grade teacher. Those people stood out to me. And when people care about you in that age, it really does stick with you for a lifetime.
It does.
Thinking about right now, it's like think back to your teacher in elementary school. And even if you're 50, 60 years old, you remember your elementary school teacher.
You do.
It's crazy.
And my, again, history, my seventh grade teacher is the reason why I wanted to teach history. My sophomore year, my head coach was my history teacher as well. To me, I had good experiences in history class, so I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And like you said, we remember our teachers, and be the teacher that's remembered for the good things.
Right.
Be the one that they go back and visit the school because of you.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, again, a little bit different of a podcast than what we normally do. Normally, we're talking about the taxes and the LLCs and all that good stuff. So it's kind of hard to do that. Nobody's really out starting schools unless, I guess, you're Elon Musk or something. But it's good to just be reminded as a teacher, as a coach, as somebody who's just even volunteering your time that it matters and it's important. But so is your family. So.
It is true. Family is important. Whatever you do, they're going to remember it. Your children are going to remember it. So is your students.
Yep.
So make sure you make precious memories, core memories. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, Bo. I appreciate it. And I'll try to link your stuff in our description so that everybody can find you. Go check out the Good Good News Baptist Podcast. And I know you'll enjoy that. Some episodes are pretty short. So if you're just even on a drive through town, just pop it on and catch an episode. So it works out pretty good.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Our episodes are about 10 to 30, 30 to 40 minutes, depending on who's speaking. Some pastors, some people are a little long-winded. You never know what you're going to get.
That's me.
No, you weren't bad, actually.
Okay.
By the time I get done editing the video, it won't be that long.
Perfect.
But yeah, no, some people like to talk a lot. But again, it's all good stories.
Yeah, it's great. Well, if you want some encouragement, check them out. And Bo, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah.